الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع الميت ثلاث فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يتبعه أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم in this very succinctly or very succinctly explained in this small hadith that every single individual that dies, three things goes with him. Two things return and one thing will remain with him. So from the three things that a deceased takes with him or her, two of those things will return and one thing will remain with him in his grave and in the next life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned that يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. Those three things are his family, his wealth, and his deeds. His family, in the sense his brother, his children, maybe his father, the males of his family will go and take him to the grave. And they will enter into the grave and they will put him in the grave. And then they will cover the grave and then they will leave. His wealth, in those days, there used to be slaves as well. And the slave is considered as the property of the individual. So he would also go to the janazah, to the burial of his master. So in this sense, the wealth also sometimes, there are situations where sometimes wealth can also go with a person. A person who dies may have a car and their body is transported in that car. There may be other reasons as well in terms of his wealth. And the third thing is his actions, his deeds, good and bad. And from these three things, two of them will return back. His family will go away. They will stay for a little while, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, maximum maybe 3 hours. They will stand there. His wealth will also return. And when a person dies, then all of his wealth already doesn't belong to him anymore. There are laws in regards to inheritance, which is a whole field within itself. But when a person leaves this world, then he needs to make sure that his estate is going to be distributed according to the principles of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to make sure that happens, one has to have a will. Right? And make sure that everything is stipulated within the will of how he wants his estate to be distributed in relation to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that to happen. So many a times, a person may not realize that if he takes the right of his daughters, takes the right of his sons, whichever it is, but whoever is one of his inheritors, whichever right he takes, whichever, then he will be questionable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important that we have a will and we have it according to the principles of Islam. And we don't make our own rules up. No, but I have my own way of understanding. I want to do it like this. We have no say when it comes to our wealth when we die. Except for in 1/3, we can have a bequest in 1/3 of our wealth. And then his deeds. So his good deeds and bad deeds will remain with him. So we need to understand, first and foremost, that in order for us to have a peaceful next life, and the first step of that is that a person will be entered into the grave. And this is known as the alam of barzakh. Before the resurrection, and we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have full belief and conviction that when we go into our grave, then Munkar and Nakir will come and they will ask us three questions. Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Hadha Rajul Alladhi Bu'itha Feekum. Who is your Rabb? What is your religion? And who is this man that was sent to you? Meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person is able to answer these successfully, then inshallah this will lead to a successful next life, a blessed next life. The omens will be good that the first step will have been traversed in the right positive manner. The first steps will have been taken positively. And this is what we need to work to. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith to us, the reality is that how much effort we put into our family. Yes, there is a need to put effort into our family. Yes, there is a need to educate and make sure our children are educated. Why? that can also become beneficial for us. The ahl can also become beneficial for us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ عَادَمٍ إِنْ قَتَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. So صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ includes wealth. So just like the wealth will return, but if it returns positively, whereby a person has invested his wealth for the benefit of himself and for reward, and that will also become beneficial for him. Although it's returning, the wealth is returning back, but he can still capitalize on this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, which is making sure that he invests it for his hereafter. We make investments for the world in terms of increasing our profitability and whatever it may be. The reality is that we need to have a certain portion of our wealth, not all of it. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when we leave this world, some of the wealth leave for our inheritors. Why? So that they don't have to go and ask and beg of people. They don't have to go and beg of people. So our deen is practical. We don't spend everything that we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Some of it leave for our family so they are comfortable and they don't have to go beg. They don't have to go and ask people, knock on people's door and say, we are poor, please give us money. If we have wealth, we need to invest it in the right way, in the sense that some of it we leave for our family. Some of it we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very important. And ahl, yani the family, can also become beneficial for us if we invest our time in them, if we educate them in the correct manner. So they become waladun salihun yad'u lahu, a pious child that prays for the deceased. So the reality is that both of these things will return. But if we have the ability to understand and we have the foresight to know that if we invest correctly, if we make the right steps, we take the right steps, then ultimately these two things will also become beneficial for us. They will return, but they will be a means of us gaining reward in our grave. And finally, amal, action. The action is what is going to stay with us. Whatever good deeds we do, we will be rewarded for. Whatever bad we do, we will be punished for. And this is something that we need to realize and understand, that one, the way that we live our life is most likely how our life will end. So one of the most worrying things that our pious predecessors used to worry about is a good ending. They wanted to have a good ending. Husnul khatama. They wanted a good ending whereby they leave this world without saying anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the religion, and rather saying positive things, doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to work towards. But if a person is not coming to the masjid, if a person is not reciting the Quran, if a person is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we expect that person then in the final few moments of his life will all of a sudden remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will all of a sudden recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? If we're not following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we're not trying to bring into our life the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it going to be that in the final few moments we will remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is why throughout our busy life, whatever schedule we have, whatever sort of time scales we have and timetables we have, we need to make sure that we think about the end goal. That my final few moments in this world, how do I want them to be? When I am going from here to meet my Creator, I want the kalima la ilaha illallah on my tongue. And how can I make this happen? And the reality is, the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more contentment we will have in our life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Know that with the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, the hearts become content. So the reality is that we are looking for contentment in wealth. We are looking for contentment in houses. We are looking for contentment in cars, in holidays. 1, 2, 3 holidays a year. We are looking for contentment in many of the materialistic things that have become prevalent in our society in this day and age. And we don't get the contentment. We don't get the happiness. A brand new car, yes, a few weeks, it feels nice, it's comfortable, but then you get used to it. Some new clothes, you feel comfortable for a few days, it looks good on you, you get a few compliments for a few days, but thereafter, reality kicks in, and the reality is that then nobody really cares. You yourself don't really care. You have a nice house, a few days, you enjoy the house, a few months, maybe you enjoy the house, thereafter, after a little while, reality kicks in, and it becomes normal, and that's the reality of the world. in the hereafter, in Jannah, the reality of Jannah will be such that the blessings or the enjoyment will increase. So there'll be increase in, you'll have some enjoyment, and then you'll have the same enjoyment, but it'll feel better and better and better and better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises this Jannah. So are we looking for this Jannah in the world? Are we trying to create this Jannah in the world? It doesn't exist in this world. This world is finite, it's going to finish. The world of the hereafter is infinite. It's going to remain forever and ever and ever. And this is the understanding that we need to have in terms of realizing that the more I invest in this life for the hereafter, the more benefit there will be for me. So when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it won't just help us within that moment, maybe within that week, month, year, 2 years, however long we live. But at the end of our life as well, we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the kind of blessed death that we want. We hear about our pious predecessors. Many of them passed away in sujood. Many of them passed away whilst going for salah in the masjid, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessed death that we crave and we want. That when we listen to the stories of their death, then even we get enjoyment. Normally, when we hear about someone dying, the reality is that there's a little bit of sort of disconnect. You don't want to hear about someone dying. Normally, you hear about someone dying, you feel sad. Naturally, if you know them, you feel more sad. If you don't know them, you feel sad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is why we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point as well, that we're all going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we remind ourselves so that we don't say anything which is displeasing to Allah ta'ala. So we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But when we hear about the death of the pious predecessors, then you get a certain level of ecstasy. You get this enjoyment that Allah subhanahu, look how he went to meet his creator. And sometimes there's, you know, certain videos that we see where CCTV footage maybe of a masjid, and the imam is leading salah and everybody goes into sujood and the imam doesn't come back up, and it's a long time, and then one of the musallis realizes, and he comes and he realizes that the imam has passed away in sujood. And you look at that and you think, subhanallah, what a lucky person. How fortunate is that person? But in order for us to achieve that, we need the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, we need to make an effort. We need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want that death. We want to die in a manner where we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we leave, then people are sad because we have left this world. But at the same time, they're toiling with this emotion of happiness because they see that this person has gone to meet the Creator in such a manner. And we never know. We have the past that we've been through in terms of our sins and whatever it may be. But it's the ending that counts. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. The actions are going to be decided in terms of the ending. So we all have hope. Every single one of us, until we're breathing, we have hope. The moment we're down the road in the Qabristan, then there's no hope. Because we have died. So until that time, we need to make some true reflection in terms of our life, how we're living our life, our mu'amalat, our dealings with people, our ibadat, in terms of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then think that, how do I want to die? How do I want to meet my Creator? My ideal way, how do we, you know, have this vision of when I leave this world, then how will I be remembering my Creator? And how will I be turning to my Creator? And inshallah, that will happen. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good death whereby we are remembering Him. And this is something we should ask for. And we should never ever get complacent. Whatever good we're doing, however pious we think we may are, the reality is that we never know how our ending is going to be. And this is what we learn from our pious predecessors, that people would praise them and they would say that, let me die first. Let me at least die first. Then you can, after I am dead, then you can say whatever you want to, but don't praise me in front of my face. Let me die first. This was what they were worried about. That when I die, and if I die a good death, then you can praise me. And they were worried about the opposite as well. A bad death. The possibility of a bad death. Where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not on the tongue. And rather something is said which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should pray for a good death. We should pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us meet Him whilst He is happy with us and we are happy with Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us from now until whenever our death is decreed, that we do those deeds that then brings the favor and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately we die a positive, good death, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Brother, I request that you just stand up and make the sufuf. No, there's space at the back, but just make the sufuf right now. Any gaps, fill in all of the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله العلي القدير الذي خلق الإنسان ليبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا والصلاة والسلام على نبينا المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقال تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون عباد الله إن الموت هو أعظم حقيقة وأخطرها على وجه العالم قدرها الله عز وجل على خلقه أجمعين وانفرد هو جل شأنه بالبقاء والدوام فقال جل وعلا كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فليس أحد من الحيوان في حيز الوجود إلا وهو يتذوق مرارة الموت ويتجرع كأس الفناء قال الله تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة أيها المسلمون الموت أمر حتم لا محيص عنه وأمر لازم لا مفر منه يصل إلينا في بطون الأودية وعلى رؤوس الجبال ويدركنا فوق الهواء وتحت الماء لا يمنعه حصانة القلاع ولا ارتفاع الأسوار قال الله تعالى أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وقال تعالى قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين أمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله.
Was requested to make sure that all the cups are filled and all the sufuf are straight, all the rows are straight.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله. إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله